107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Fransman in the chair. You over there. Lori Lou over there. How's Lori Lou?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. The sun is shining. It's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You notice sometimes on the telephone that people don't respond the way you perhaps expect their response to be?
Yeah. Or
the timing of it all?
Yeah.
What is it distraction or is there an actual delay between me speaking and them hearing and respond? There's a lot of gaps.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever called you here.
Is it prescription drugs?
I mean, it's possible.
Why don't we try it? Call me and we'll see how it goes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you.
Call 398-9000. Let's see if there's a delay. Just go in the other room. Just go on the other side of that microphone. This will be fun. This will be a learning experience to find out where the disconnect is, perhaps. It's hard to communicate. Some people we communicate just fine. Other people I don't know how to communicate with over the telephony.
Right. So, what's your phone number again?
398-9000.
9000. I knew that.
Thanks for listening to the huge broadcast for 140 for years. Sure. All right. I have a feeling there is perhaps an actual delay in some cases. And in some other cases, I think maybe perhaps it's some kind of pharmaceutical. Hey, hello, The Island.
Good morning. I'm calling to answer your question.
Of why is there a delay or why is it hard to communicate with people on cell phones?
Oh, no, I was going to answer the Google race question.
Oh, well, we did that already. But, you know, you had thought that E.T. came out in 1984, which got one of these. But you correctly answered what wasn't the question, but why you got it wrong. Because you said that must have been the year the cereal came out.
Yes, because I was doing research on a trivia question, and that's when the cereal came out.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. The cereal came out in 84.
Yeah.
All right, you can come back in the studio. We've proven our little experiment here.
Okay, is there an echo? Do I sound normal to you?
Well, you never sound normal, but it has nothing to do with
the sound. Oh my gosh.
No, there's no echo, but I can hear you in the building as well as over the telephone.
All right, I'm back.
It was
an echo.
So oh, for was, you, there was
yeah,
an echo?
Absolutely.
All right, well, then maybe that.
That very could, well, because like I'd say something and I could hear it and it would hear it again. So, you know, that's an echo.
Yeah, that's what an echo is by definition.
I know. My gosh. It's so early for me. You realize that.
Beautiful, beautiful
but
day.
Yeah, so that was very distracting to me. So I don't know if it's just because I was in the other room or what. But
all right, go home and get,
call
in,
you?
Get in your car and call. We should try that again one day. But anyway, beautiful day weather-wise. We're headed up to about 94. It'll be windy. Beautiful day to get outside and do something, do anything. Just take us with you wherever you go. Theisland.com. You could stream us right now. 64 in GI and Hastings on the Bricks and Kearney, 63. Did you gig last night?
I did not. I had the night off.
And you have an easy month for
I do.
GI trivia?
I do. This is my slowest month that I've ever had. And people are like, oh, are you okay with that? I am 100% okay with that.
That was going to be my question. Are you good with that or
yeah.
is it concerning?
No, nope, not at all. It's summertime. I do have some exciting things in the works. So when we get that all panned out, I'll let you know what that is. But
you have your weekly...
Yep.
Wine, beer, and spirits tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, so no worries about the slowness.
Oh, no, no, no. Nope. And it's been really good. It's been fun. I know you're ready to move on.
Well, I was going to ask you if you were ready to say something.
Yeah. The Grub and Spuds will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow night. That's the food truck. Mm. We didn't have one this last week, so it was disappointing. But
I figured it was a food truck and not like an acoustic duo.
No. No acoustic duo. Wouldn't that be fun, though?
Not if they were called Grub and Spuds.
Oh, true. Well, but yeah. But look at some name band names. Here we go. You know, some stupid band names like the
Chooches.
I don't know who they are, but one that just came to mind is like Kaja Goo Goo. Like, where did they come up with that name?
Yeah, that's a bad name. I think the Goo Goo Dolls is a stupid name.
That came from something.
Yeah, but if I was auditioning for a band that had some good music and they're like, yeah, we're thinking of hiring you, we're called the Goo Goo Dolls, I'd say, I don't think so.
They were like two other names before the Goo Goo Dolls, even.
Maroon 5 used to be called Tabitha's Secret or something stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what are these people thinking?
Well, Maroon 5 isn't that great of a name.
No, it's
not.
What
does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. We should think of a band name for ourselves.
What was Queen called before?
Oh,
called
and
Queen?
I know that.
Go on.
I can't remember, but I know.
Smile.
That's right. Oh, dang it.
And we talked about Black Sabbath's original name.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Earth Day? Earth Day. Earth Day. Earth.
Just Earth.
Yeah.
Which is
it was Earth Day.
Which is a great name for a band. They should have kept with that.
Yeah. Just makes you wonder. We should think of a band name for you and I.
How about Van Halen? One of their working names before they were Van Halen.
Oh, that I don't know anything about that.
Mammoth.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what Eddie Van Halen's kid?
Yeah.
He's in that
band. He has adopted that name. Well, that's because it was his dad's former name.
Huh. I didn't know that.
All right. Can you stick around? Are you still doing the bonus question that we'll get tomorrow at Wine
yes,
and Beer? And
all right. Absolutely.
More with GI Trivia's Lori Lou next, 107.7 The Island.
He drinks so much coffee, he chews on other people's fingernails. And that's just gross. Franz Mann, one man, party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island. Every Wednesday, GI Trivia's Lori Lou hangs out with me, running a little bit late, but there's always time for you, young lady.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
GI Trivia is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow, and every week I force you to give us a bonus question that will appear tomorrow, so we can at least know we're going to get one free.
Yes.
One correct.
And everybody's enjoyed the Google race question, so I will be asking that one again.
Can I repeat that?
Yeah.
Oh, E.T. was released on this very day. What year? It was not 1984. Because that's when the serial came out.
Yeah. So remember that, people, because that question's going to be coming up.
The movie came out 2 years earlier in 1982.
I was confident.
82.
Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Where were you in 82?
I was a 12-year-old girl.
12? Am I that much older than you? I was in high school.
Well, you're 4 years older than me.
Okay.
So... And, well, this date, I was only 11 because my birthday's in September, so.
All right, so I was just getting in. Well, I graduated high school 85.
Wow.
So
you
I was like a freshman, sophomore?
Yeah.
Crying in math class? Give us your bonus question. GI Trivia tomorrow, Wine, Beer, and Spirits, Grand Island.
And Grub and Spuds will be there, and they are a really good food truck, you guys, so. Okay, what beer brand has run the same holiday commercial in which a palm tree is wrapped with Christmas lights?
Corona.
Every year since 1990.
Corona.
See, I had to go back and look at that commercial, and I'm like, oh.
Well, when you said the same, you just think, what do you always see? You always saw the Clydesdales, Budweiser, and the other one would be that Corona thing.
Huh. I guess I don't really pay attention, so, well, that was an easy one, I guess.
Join Lori Lou tomorrow, GI Trivia at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Lori, can you still hang out with us this morning?
Well, you know...
With me? When I say us, I mean me and Ruby.
Yeah. Right. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
For her schedule, get on Facebook, GI, put a space, and then Trivia. GI space Trivia
Facebook. Speaking of that, can I say one last thing?
No.
Yes, I can. So I had to change my schedule because I'm doing one music bingo event at Wine, Beer, and Spirits a month. And originally I had planned the 28th, but they had prior engagements there and we didn't realize it. So I'm going to be there on Friday, the 27th.
Isn't that something we could talk about next week?
Yes, but I want to put the bug in the ear now, and then we
so
will
that
also
we can forget it.
No, I won't. You will, but I won't.
Just remind us next week, huh?
I will.
Give me a beer, Edith.
Nah. Brands, man.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.